Congratulations to Robert Phillips from Ontario. He just got tickets for the Almost Acoustic Christmas. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? The Air Force in Florida is saying it's too soon to have Christmas decorations up. We have People Are Dumb on the show today. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. We have more tickets in the 5 o'clock hour for the Almost Acoustic Christmas, and we will continue with this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Shut the hell up.
You're watching people in New Jersey elbowing each other, trying to get their hands on Starbucks' newest holiday product.
What kind of person is fighting over a mug? We'll talk about that next on K-Rock. We have more tickets for you for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, the All-American Rejects, Evanescence, Papa Roach, The Paradox, Rise Against, Social Distortion, Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, and Yellow Card. We've got your tickets to win coming up in less than 20 minutes right now on the world-famous K-Rock. Let's talk about getting in a fight over merch.
You're watching people in New Jersey elbowing each other, trying to get their hands on Starbucks' newest holiday product.
Who are these people fighting over a mug?
This is their new 20-ounce glass barista cup.
All right, it's cute. It looks like a bear. All right.
It went on sale on Thursday and quickly started selling out. At some locations, people waited in long lines even before the store opened just to try to snag one.
Who are you people that stand in line for a mug? You're standing in line before the store opens to get a mug. Really?
And the craze quickly turned into an online reseller's dream. Within hours, the cup, which initially was selling for $29.95, started appearing on eBay for upwards of $500.
Who are these people spending $500 on a mug?
Upset customers took to social media to complain about the lack of supply.
Who are these people going online to complain about a lack of mugs? Stop it.
Starbucks said in a statement to People magazine that they're sorry for the disappointment, but demand exceeded their expectations. Starbucks also said that they're going to be launching new holiday merch soon, but until then, it's going to be the OG coffee cup.
I will punch a fool in the mouth for that Christmas merch. The 34th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas is happening December 13th. Bunch of bands on the list. It's the most fun night of the year. We've got your tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes on the world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Ryder. Hi, my name is Omar.
Hey, hi. Omar, hi. You are caller 20.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for the lucky store. Thank you, man.
Got tickets to the 34th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Awesome. Thank you.
If you are a mother, I assume that you have fond memories of the hospital. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. This particular one, not so much.
Grandma to the rescue. A pregnant woman gave birth overnight in a very unexpected way. On the side of the freeway in Moreno Valley.
They were on their way to the hospital. They were on the 215 freeway, and that woman needed to deliver that baby right now.
The woman, her mom, and her sister were on the way to the hospital, but when they were about 15 minutes away, the baby decided he couldn't wait.
Dude, things aren't really great right now. Stay in there as long as you can. And am I talking to a one-day-old baby? Yeah, I am. I think he can sense it.
All of a sudden, she started screaming, saying, Mom, pull over, his head's coming out, pull over.
I don't ever want to hear the words, pull over, his head's coming out.
And I just kind of forebite up here a little bit off the road. And then we got out, and the head wasn't out yet, but she could feel it.
All right, just be patient. We're 15 minutes away from a hospital.
And then I got the blanket around her, and then my other daughter says, oh, my gosh, I see the head. And then that's when I said, get out of the way.
In my normal life, I don't ever even want to hear the words, oh, my God, I see its head. But I do love Grandma saying, get out of the way. I'll take care of it.
And I put my hands down under her, and I helped guide the baby out, and I delivered him.
They're laughing. Women are so much better than men. I would have been on the ground in the fetal position crying next to the baby.
Dad, along with firefighters and CHP officers, arrived not long after.
He came after she did. That's once.
The mom and the baby, who they named Jackson Garrett, are both doing well at the hospital.
Looking forward to seeing that band, The Paradox, as part of K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, the All-American Rejects, and Evanescence, and Papa Roach, and Rise Against, Social D. Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, Yellow Card. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster, and I cannot wait.
So we all know your password can't be 123.
I mean, I feel like in the beginning it was 123. People Are Dumb is coming up next on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
So we all know your password can't be 123.
I mean, I feel like in the beginning it was 123.
So you're not going to believe this. A Louvre employee.
This is an art museum that has over 500,000 pieces.
With knowledge of the security system, says the password for the museum's.
Some experts put the Louvre at $100 million. That's what it's worth. So the password to their security must be incredible.
Important video surveillance security system was Louvre.
The Louvre Museum's password is Louvre.
That's the name of the museum. There is no evidence the thieves knew this ridiculous detail, but with security this light, the daring broad daylight heist looks a lot simpler, doesn't it?
Probably would have saved them a lot of planning if they just knew that ahead of time.
And already there were questions about the security cameras, not even in two wings of the museum.
What the hell is going on at that museum? If anybody has their crap together, it's got to be them.
Four thieves pulling up, this is how it went, with a ladder and a truck, breaking in, smashing the cases, making off with $100 million of France's historic royal jewels, all in just 7 minutes. Now, nothing yet has been recovered. Police are still looking for other potential accomplices. They say so far, nothing they found points to an inside job, but with security that light, they didn't need inside help, it seems.
They're going to have to change the password to Louvre Museum. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Juliet.
Juliet, you're caller 20.
Woo!
Nicely done. You got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas December 13th.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
It is world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, I wanted to give a few highlights from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which happened on Saturday night. Let's talk about the White Stripes. I know that both of us were really wondering if Meg White was going to be there.
Yeah.
And sadly,
because she's one of two.
I know. And sadly, she did not attend.
Oh, wow.
So Jack White accepted the award with some words from Meg, and I really loved what he said. He encouraged young people, young musicians, to get their hands dirty, drop the screens, get into little rooms, and get obsessed with something. And I just really appreciated that message. 21 Pilots did a badass performance of Seven Nation Army, but they were wearing these weird white fringe things.
I saw
a
picture of
that.
It looked like curtains.
Yeah, little curtains over their faces. You know, but they don't fear the weird. I like it.
Yep.
Soundgarden's induction was really emotional. The band was introduced by Jim Carrey, who talked about their early days and his personal connection to the band. The surviving members accepted on behalf of the late and great Chris Cornell. And a really beautiful moment was when Chris Cornell's daughter, Toni, performed Fell on Black Days with Nancy Wilson from Heart on guitar. So it was just, I really enjoyed watching the entire thing. And so if you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend you do. And you can stream it on Disney Plus. Number two, a Florida man was arrested after an argument over how many eggs a chicken can lay.
What?
and it escalated into a shooting outside of a bar. The 44-year-old man who raises chickens allegedly fired four shots at three people after becoming very upset over this argument. And although no one was injured, the man was charged with multiple felonies and two other people were arrested for resisting officers.
Wow.
I also just want to note that the man was wearing cutoff overalls and no shoes. I just thought that was a nice detail. And number three, police in Alliance, Ohio were called to a tractor supply store over reports of a man riding a bull in the parking lot. The officer who arrived had quite the reaction. Here is what happened.
If I'm reading this right, is he riding like an actual real bull?
Yeah, signal four.
Okay.
You are absolutely good.
Yes, sir. I have so many questions.
This is Gus.
This is Gus.
Gus is famous.
He's a Brahma bull.
Can I pet Gus?
Absolutely. You can get on Gus if you want to. One, two, three.
He gets on him.
Oh, dude, what in the world? Yeah, here, you take a picture on my phone.
So the officer gets there. He ends up getting on the bull. And
that's a real bull?
It's a real bull. Massive bull.
Wow.
Yeah, and he just got a photo with him. So I kind of love that police officer. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
The Kings of Leon is a group that formed in Tennessee in 99. They have just released a 4-track project titled creatively EP number 2. It's the band's first self-produced music and their first extended play in over 2 decades. I looked for their tour schedule. All they have is New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. So we will see what's going on with that. This is a new song from that EP. It's called To Space, and it's Kings of Leon, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Kings of Leon. To Space is the name of that song, and that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Big night Saturday night for Jack White.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Please watch it. It was so good. And then the same night, this guy right here, Somber, performed on SNL, and he crushed it.
You said he was climbing rafters?
He was climbing rafters. He's very, very tall, so it didn't take much for him to reach the top.
I love
it. But yeah, he was great.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
We've got the phone topic coming up next, and you're going to be able to win a bonus pair of tickets to Acoustic Christmas.
Coming up next on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Air Force families at Florida base told to take down Christmas decorations.
What the hell?
In privatized housing. There are private companies that have the soldiers in them.
Okay.
And in the home association or whatever, they're like, you get 30 days for Christmas. 30.
So
for all holidays, you get 30 days. That's
so
it.
They can't put anything up until 30 days before Christmas.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And so they had stuff up and they had to take it down.
Freaking Grinch.
Can you imagine?
No.
And so that made me think, because you know, there are a lot of people who really get rubbed the wrong way by Christmas.
I know, there really are.
Because there is a lot that can go wrong.
Yeah.
And a lot of expectations. And there's a lot of, you know, too many variables.
Mm-hmm.
But some people hate Christmas. And that's who we want to talk to. At 800-520-1067. You hate Christmas. Why? 800-520-1067. You can call us and or text us. And for the most interesting call,
we've got more tickets for you to go to Acoustic Christmas.
You hate Christmas.
I got a text that says, I hate Christmas because if I didn't have to buy Christmas presents for my kids, then I would be able to afford almost acoustic tickets.
I'll make them go without. K-Rock, hello.
I win.
Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Barely. Where'd you go?
Right here.
Oh, what's your name?
This is Joe.
Joe, you win.
Yay. Thank you guys so much.
You got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas on December 13th.
Awesome. I look forward to that every year.
All right. So now we are doing a phone topic, and that is people who hate Christmas.
Grinches out in the world.
Based on the story in Florida where Air Force families in a Florida base were told to take down their Christmas decorations.
They were up too early.
Took them down. They only get 30 days. That's the rule.
That's 30 horrible.
Days. Yeah, so you hate Christmas. Maybe you didn't have a happy childhood.
Yeah, like family dynamics,
maybe
people
you have
see.
Mom or dad that drives you out of your mind. It is forced togetherness for sure.
Yeah,
and it's expensive.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You have what? You hate Christmas?
Yes, I do hate Christmas.
How come?
Because it's not the same. Like when I used to be a kid, you know, Christmas was magical. It used to mean you were going to get gifts. Now as an adult, it means work.
Yeah.
It means money and work.
It's so true. And do you have kids?
I do have kids, and we try to do Christmas magical, you know, everything for them. But it requires, again, a lot of work and a lot of money. It's not the same. And it's not the, you know, that's why I hate Christmas now.
I got you. It's not the same for adults. You're right. K-Rock, hello.
Hi. My
I heard you guys were taking in complaints about Christmas or something.
You hate Christmas. What about it?
I think it's the fakest time of the year. Everybody pretends to be happy. I think people just waste money. It's a waste of money, honestly, but overall, it's the fakest time of the year. You're cleaning up your house to get visitors that don't even see you all year. So,
so it's the forced togetherness that bugs you?
Yes.
Who in your family is the most annoying?
My mom.
That is the correct answer.
I thought it was going to take a second for you to think.
Oh, no, trust me. I already know. It's like my mom is the most annoying person when it comes around the holiday season because she's expecting people, even though she's really not somebody that likes having visitors. So it's like Christmas is like, all right, everybody smile, look good, you know, smile for pictures, but all year round, grumpiest person in the whole world.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. K-Rock, hello.
I hate Christmas.
Because?
I'll tell you why. Because I was a letter carrier for 32 years. That's why I hate Christmas.
Oh, my God. Letter carrier?
Yeah. It's hard. But also, I'm the worst procrastinator. So, you know, I'm always fine at the last minute and then crying on Christmas Eve that I didn't do enough, you know. It's just a terrible time.
Were you ever part of my people where you go out to the mall on Christmas Eve and you don't pick something that you like, you pick from whatever's left?
Well, I do that, but also I can never think of the gift for anybody. It's either the person buys everything for themselves, so when you think of it, they already have it.
Right.
Or the other people just have no idea whatsoever.
Did you have fun Christmases as a child?
Yeah, I guess. You know.
Oh, God. I guess. That's a no.
I guess.
A no.
All right, you hate Christmas. Those are the phone calls we are taking. And for the best one,
we got a bonus pair of tickets for you to come out to Acoustic Christmas.
800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
Hi, I'm calling because I hate Christmas.
All right. Why?
Because my birthday is the day after, and everybody always forgets about me.
Oh, no.
Do they ever try to make the catch of, oh, this is for both Christmas and your birthday?
Yes, all the time.
That is not okay.
I don't even get a happy birthday most of the time.
Oh, that sucks so much.
You know what you're going to have to start doing is throwing a birthday party for yourself and making them show up.
Right, but everybody's hungover, so they don't even want to.
You've got a good point.
That is true.
You've got a good point. All right, let's get it out of the system. You hate Christmas.
71714 said, I hate Christmas because two Christmases ago, my ex-wife told me she was having an affair with her best friend who she always told me not to worry about.
Oh,
terrible
man.
Association
yeah,
there.
That's not great. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid at a Christmas party, so much food, and then waking up in a pool of vomit, and then growing up, having kids, buying them gifts, and spending so much money, they're not happy with what they get.
Oh, like, no. Your kids are dicks, dude.
Well, why didn't we get this? Why didn't we get that? Wait a minute. There's kids out there that don't have what you have. How about we get rid of all your toys now?
I just want to clarify, your memory of Christmas as a child is waking up and throw up?
Yeah, it was bad. I ate so much food as a kid, like food and stuff, and it was bad.
That is so
just
beautiful.
A lot of negative associations.
Yep.
It's understandable.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I hate Christmas.
You hate Christmas because?
My girlfriend's birthday is on Christmas. It's her birthday and it's Christmas Day, and I got to buy for everyone. My bank account just gets wrecked.
I can see that. Do you ever try to sneak through the this is for Christmas and your birthday?
It doesn't work, man.
It shouldn't.
Well, it depends on how high stakes you go. If you're like, hey, I bought us a whole vacation, then it might work.
See, I'm not that smart.
Try it. Try it and get back to us. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
You hate Christmas.
Yes, I do.
Because
unfortunately, my birthday is on Christmas.
Wow.
This is so many people that have birthdays near Christmas.
So you feel forgotten about.
Oh, most definitely. And to make it even worse, my mother's birthday is on the next day.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding?
And then my father's is on the 23rd.
Wow. There's no way anyone sees you ever.
It goes my father's, Jesus Christ, and then my mother.
And know you.
And know me.
Oh, man. That's Kev, rough.
Kev, I'm obsessed with him.
Do we have to give Eeyore the tickets?
Yes, please. Can we? His name is Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going better for us than you, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm lost for words right now.
Well, you got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas December 13th. It's not near your birthday, but you get to go for free.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll take it. That's my birthday right there.
Excellent. Do you do or you do not have tickets at 6?
I don't know why the bosses hate me so much. I do not have any acoustic Christmas tickets at 6.
Or you do.
Do I?
That's my question.
Okay. Well, I guess they're going to have to listen and find out and be very disappointed. You can turn off your radio now if you want.